Hello, everyone, and welcome to Let's Talk in English. I'm Marie, and today we have a very exciting show for you.
Hi, everyone. My name is Peter, and that's very true. Friends, I hope you're ready to learn. Today's topic is e-report.
And our title is Careers for Kids. Careers for Kids. When you were little, what did you want to be?
I wanted to be many things. I first wanted to take care of horses, that is true, like a cowboy. Then I wanted to be a professional athlete. Then I wanted to be an astronaut. So many things. What about you?
I wanted to be an animal doctor. I wanted to help all the sick animals and the ones that were without a home.
Well, what if there was a place where you could try different careers? A place where you could be anything you wanted.
Wow, that would be amazing. I could try any job for a day.
Today, Rebecca will go to a place just like that. Every month, we have an e-report. Rebecca will go somewhere fun and exciting.
Today, we are going to a place called Baby Boss City. Let's learn more, but first, let's go to our keywords. Here's Christina.
Hello, 我们今天的主题是职业 career. 我们要带你到一个地方去认识各种的职业。You can find out about careers there.Baby Boss City 这个地方可以让小朋友体验各种不同的行业。动词体验就是 experience. You can experience different careers there. Baby Boss 可以让小朋友体验工作之后，然后赚到那里专用的钞票，之后就可以去消费哦。They can earn Baby Boss cash. 动词 earn 就是赚钱或赚得的意思。小朋友如果选择当空服员的话，就会进到机场那一区去。机场是 airport. They see a plane at the airport. 然后空服员小朋友可以登上飞机去学习担任服务工作。登上飞机或者是上船的这个动作是用动词 board. They board the airplane and serve there. 小朋友还可以在 Baby Boss City 做些什么事呢？我们一起去看看吧。
Today, we're at the office, so we have to be really, really quiet. People are working. Today, I have a very special friend I want you to meet. Come with me. Christoph! This is my friend, Christoph. Hello, Christoph. Can you say hello to everyone?
Hello
there. Christoph, how old are you?
20岁。4 years old?
That's a great age. Hey, do you know what you want to be when you grow up? Do you want to be a reporter, a fireman, a policeman, a doctor? Do you know?
No.
Well, I have the perfect place I can bring you. Come with Auntie Rebecca. Come.
Hey, what do you want to be when you grow up? Some children can give an answer right away, but...Some children don't know because there are too many careers to choose from. There is a place where children can experience different jobs. It is called Baby Boss City. Baby Boss City is a role-playing theme park. Children can come to the theme park with an adult and have fun working at different jobs.After working one of the jobs, children can earn baby bucks to spend at the park. It's a lot of fun.
What do you want to be when you grow up?
I want to be an astronaut. I can fly in space and see stars and look at the Earth from up there.
Oh, that sounds fun. I want to be a flight attendant.I can fly around the world. I can see many different places, like Paris, Rome, and New York City.
Well, this is a fun question to answer, but actually, This is kind of a difficult question for many people to answer. I remember worrying about this question when I was in college.
It's really hard to think about what to be when you haven't even experienced any jobs before.
That's right. And Baby Boss is a great place to experience many jobs. It also is very helpful to experience things. And it's always helpful to learn from Christina. Here she is.
在这里，小朋友们可以体验不同的工作。Children can experience different jobs. 我们一般都把 experience 当名词经验的意思用。比如 ,let's talk about your work experience. 或者 ,I don't have much experience in teaching. 今天把 experience 当动词用。Experience different jobs, 表示去经历或体验不同的工作。当 experience 做动词用的时候，后面也可以用动名词片语做受词，比如 they can experience working at different jobs, 或者 I want to experience flying an airplane, 我想体验一下开飞机。
Thank you, Christina. Well, if you want to experience a job,Baby Boss City is the place to go. Maybe you can find jobs that you want to do when you grow up.
That's right. After you experience it, you will know more about it, whether you like the job or not. Baby Boss City is like a small city.
That sounds very cool. I think I want to visit there one day. Well, Rebecca sees a restaurant...a bank, and a fire station.
Wow, it really is a small city. Well, this is all very exciting. I think we should try out some jobs together.
I think we should too. All right, I think we should go together. Let's go to part two of our lesson right now.
Welcome to Baby Boss City. Let's see what we can do around here.This place looks like so much fun. It actually looks like a small city. I see a bank, I see a restaurant, and there's a fire station, a garage, and even a theater. There seems to be so much that you can do here. Oh no, it looks like that building is on fire. What are we gonna do?I think that they're going to get some money now. They're going to be paid. Yeah. Hey, Lolo, did you get some money? That's so great. Yeah, so fun. Whew, the fire is out.Those little firefighters did a great job. And you did a wonderful job. High five. Yes. Hey, I think you should try another job. Airplane? You want to be a flight attendant, don't you? Okay, let's go. Come on.
After a child chooses a job they want to do, they wait for a teacher to invite them into the area. Inside the area, the children will put on special clothes. For example, the airport, the children put on flight attendant uniforms. After the children have the clothes on, the teacher will teach them about the job and then lead the children to do some activities. For example, as a flight attendant, the children will line up and board a plane with their suitcase. Once they are on the plane, they will offer a magazine and a blanket to their mom, dad, or the adult they are with.
Great. So in this part, our friend Christoph can experience some different jobs. So what happens first? There are so many jobs to try.
Yes, there are. Christoph puts on a firefighter uniform to become a firefighter. And as a firefighter, he can put out fires.
Wow, that's right. You know, when I was a kid, I also wanted to be a firefighter.
In school, my class went to a real fire station. We got to try on clothes just like Christoph. And we got to see what a firefighter does. It was very exciting.
Wow, this will be great. Wait a minute. There is a fire at the Baby Boss City.
Don't worry. The firefighters go to the fire and spray water on the fire to put it out.
Oh, good. Good job, Christoph. Okay, he is ready for a new job. What next?
Well, not so fast. First, he gets paid for his work. He gets baby bucks.
So he gets paid for his job. That makes sense. That's why we call them jobs. You work, then you get paid.
Yes. So that is how you can earn baby bucks. Earn is a key word today. When you get money for a job, you earn it.
Earning means that you did something for it. It is not a gift.
That's right. Well, Christoph is considering being a flight attendant. Flight attendants do many things on the plane, like hand out the food and serve the people on the plane. Well, before we learn more, let's take a break. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Hi friends, welcome back from the break. Well, today we are talking about careers and it's exciting to think about the things you can be. I want to be a race car driver.
Oh, that's a very cool helmet, Peter. I want to be a cowgirl. I want to ride on horses.
Well, our friend today gets to try a new career, a flight attendant. Let's watch.
Their job, each baby boss earns 10 baby bucks that they can save or spend at Baby Boss City. Then they can choose another job that they might enjoy. There are 50 different venues and 70 different jobs and activities that children can do in Baby Boss City. A visit to Baby Boss can be a full day event.
Well, Christoph, you've had a very, very full day here at Baby Boss. You got to try so many different jobs. Did you have fun today?
Yes.
Yes. Well, it looked like you were having lots of fun. And look money that you made. Would you like to share it with me?
No.
No. Okay. Well, I just thought I would try. Anyway, Christoph, you must be very tired. We should get you home. Thank you so much for joining us today, friends, and we'll see you next time.
Okay, come on, Christoph. Let's go.
Look at all that money.
Wow, Christoph got to be a firefighter. Now he gets to choose a new job. What does he choose to experience?
He chooses to be a flight attendant.
Wow. At Baby Ball City, a child chooses a job he or she wants to do. Then they wait for a teacher to tell them about the job.
After that, the children put on some special clothes. Many jobs have different clothes for a job. Usually, we call these kind of clothes uniforms.
Maybe you wear a school uniform. What does your school uniform look like? Try describing it to a friend.
So Christoph gets to experience being a flight attendant. As a flight attendant. This is an interesting sentence. Let's learn more about it. Here's our teacher, Christina.
作为一名空服人员，小朋友们要学习拖着他们的行李排队上飞机。As a flight attendant, the children will line up and board a plane with their suitcases. 我们来学接系词 as, 它在这里是以什么样的身份作为一名什么的意思。比如我说，身为一名老师，他试着以有趣的方式教学。As a teacher, he tries to teach in a fun way. 或者作为歌手，他是很成功的。As a singer, she is very successful.
Thanks, Christina. As teachers, we teach. And as English learners, you all learn.
So the next job Christoph gets to try is a flight attendant.That is always great. I always wanted to be a flight attendant, but I never got to experience what it was like.
Well, at this place, you can experience a lot. There are 50 different places and 70 different jobs. That's a lot to try.
Wow, that's very cool. Well, people can come back for more than one day.You can't try everything your first time.
That's right, and I think we'll have to come back. Christoph only tried 2 jobs. There is so much to do there. Well, we have run out of time, and now we need to review our keywords from today.
Here's our first keyword of the day. Career. Career. I want a career in business.
Experience. I want to experience city life.
Earn. Tina earns $100 an hour at her job.
Airport. Let's go see the planes at the airport.
Board. When can we board the plane? Those are our keywords. Keep on practicing. Right now, let's go over our lesson one more time. Look, it's the master. I'm so glad I found you. I looked everywhere for you.
Let me think. You are here because you want to be wise. Or you are here because you want to be rich.
Well, yes. How did you know?
How do I know? Because I am a wise old man. I know that there are those who many want to. No rich person can be wise if...
Some people want to be wise while others want to be rich.
Yes, some people want to be wise while others want to be rich.
And that was a super sentence. Yes, yes, wise old man. Some people do something while others do something else. Do you have another super sentence for me?
Of course I do.
Yes?
I can say many super sentences.
Well, good.
Let me think. Ah, yes.
Are you sure you have another super sentence?
Of course I'm sure. I'm thinking of one right now.
Okay.
Excuse me, Master. It's okay if you cannot think of a super sentence. Some people are good at saying super sentences, while others are good at saying wise things.
Yes, I believe there is truth in what you say.
Yes, yes, I believe there is truth, and I believe that was a super sentence. Some people are good at saying super sentences, while others are good at saying wise things. Great job. And always remember, well, say it with me.
A super sentence
every day will make your
English
great.
Thanks, super sentence man. So, Master, can you help me?
Oh, yes. Yes. Some people want to be wise, while others want to be rich. Let me think.
Oh, he closed his eyes.
Is he sleeping?
You should save your money. That is wise. And then you will be rich.
Yes.
No, please leave me. I must think some more. Go on.
Friends, thank you for joining us today. Well, I might be a little old for this place, but maybe I can bring my nephew to go to Baby Boss City.
Oh, that's a good idea, Peter. I'm going to bring my little cousins. They will love it there.
This will be so much fun. I can't wait to go. Well, friends, we hope you enjoyed going to Baby Boss City with us, and we'll see you again on Monday for another great show right here on...
Let's talk in English.
Goodbye.